Israeli settlers uprooted over 100 olive trees belonging to Palestinian farmers from the West Bank village of Ras Karkar, northwest of Ramallah, on Sunday.
My father and I saw the settlers wearing white on the land from our house. At the time, they were on top of a whale on our neighbor's land. By the time we got here, they were breaking our trees.
The villagers of Ras Karkar depend on the olive harvest as an annual source of income. They say that the frequent settler attacks on their properties has devastated the farmers' livelihoods.
The olives and oil we make from these trees are only source of income. We live off this land. The settlers contaminate our water. They prohibit us from reaching the springs and they cut down our trees.
Israeli settlers returned to the village on Monday and attacked Palestinian farmers who are attempting to salvage the destroyed property.
We came up here to work the land and plant new trees to replace the trees that were destroyed by the settlers. Then the settlers came and started throwing rocks at us. We threw rocks back at them and chased them off.
According to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, in 2014 alone, over 100 incidents resulting in Palestinian casualties or property damage have been recorded.
Although these Palestinian farmers risk being attacked by Israeli settlers every time they attend their land, they said that they are willing to take the risk because they are sure that the very same settlers who attack them do so in order to confiscate their land. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, occupied Ras Karkar.